USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Police say Jesse Smollett staged the attack to promote his career. The actor arrested and then released on bond after investigators say he pulls the stunt, paying off two brothers to buy rope and red hats in Chicago. The actor charged with felony disorderly conduct. Prosecutors say he misled authorities and said his attackers were white and gave them $100 to buy red hats and ski masks. To politics in 2020 now, California Senator Democrat Kamala Harris, who's running for president, admitting on the New York Breakfast Club radio show she smoked pot. Now her father, Donald Harris, telling Jamaica Global Online in a statement he's unhappy about it and says our family wants to disassociate ourselves from this travesty. Harris telling the radio show, I did inhale. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
She may have been born here. She is not a U.S. citizen, nor is she entitled to U.S. citizenship.
The Muslim woman who was living in Alabama who takes off for Syria to join ISIS will not be allowed back into the United States. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, a guest on NBC's Today Show.
Is that because she was the daughter of a diplomat and she was born here? Is that?
That's right. There are now over 800 terrorists that are being held, foreign terrorist fighters that are being held in Syria today. She's just one of them. She is a terrorist. She's not a U.S. citizen. She ought not return to this country.
In other news, El Chapo's two sons indicted on drug trafficking charges. It's believed they're in Mexico. The Justice Department in the United States says the two conspired to distribute cocaine, meth, and marijuana from Mexico and import it here into the U.S. Their father convicted this month by a jury in New York on all 10 counts, including drug trafficking and money laundering. El Chapo scheduled to be sentenced in June, but his lawyers say they plan to appeal the conviction. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The death of a famous singer. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
And take a giant step outside your mind.
Peter Tork has died at the age of 77. His family confirming the news. In 2009, he was diagnosed with a rare form of tongue cancer. In 1982, he spoke about the Monkees formation on the David Letterman Show.
Now, had you musical experience to that point?
Yes, I had. I'd been a singer in the Greenwich Village stages for 2.5 years, singing my little ditties with my banjo and guitar. Mike Nesmith, he'd been a folk singer, and Mickey and Davey, who were selected for their acting experience, were also musicians, although they weren't instrumentalists. They learned how to play their instruments.
Again, Peter Tork has died at 77. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The latest on an investigation at Michigan State University.
Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is talking about the latest developments in the investigation into Michigan State University and their handling of the allegations against former Dr. Larry Nassar. Nessel says she hopes Michigan State officials will continue their cooperation looking into the matter.
Now I would say it's time for Michigan State University to do the right thing. Our goal here is to help provide justice and also to provide a sense of security in that something like this will never and can never happen again.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.